Today we're going to learn Beitza Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We left off already well into Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We are at the words Drasa Be'igul Ve'en Yodea Be'eze Igul Drasa. We had quoted a Brisa that had a Machlokas, and there were two ways of understanding the Machlokas and the Brisa. If you have an Igul Shel Devela, you have some sort of fig cake that's on the top of a Kli, and the whole Kli is full of fig cakes, but you know for sure the one that's questionable is the one that's Truma, let's say, is the one that's on the top of a Kli, but you're not sure which Kli it's on the top of. So when you're measuring the Bittel, do you measure the Bittel by all of the fig cakes in all of the Kelim, or do you measure the Bittel only by that which is on top of all of the Kelim, because you know that the one that's problematic is on top of the Kli? So the Brisa continues and says, Drasa be equal ve'en yodei be'ezi equal drasa. If you take your litra ktsios and you stick it onto an eagle, but you don't know which one, divrei akol yalu, everyone says that it's batel in 100. So says Gemara, divrei akol hainu pluktayu. What do you mean everyone says? Isn't that exactly the machlokas that according to Rabbi Yeshua, you can't even have bittel in 300 mouths of kelim, openings of kelim? So Rav Papa hachi kamer. Rav Papa says, no, what the brisa means says as follows: drasa be eagle ve'en yodei be is a makom eagle drasa. But if it means if you put it on the eagle, but you don't know which spot in the eagle you put it in, ilitzvona, ilidroma, if it's on the northern side or on the southern side, so it's not a davar shebeminyan, and it's also not nicker, then divrei akol yalu, then everyone would agree that it's going to be batel, because it's not a davar shebeminyan. A davar shebeminyan is not going to be batel, but that would lose its status of a davar shebeminyan. So up until now, we've been explaining the first teretz from Daf Gimel and Beis on the question of Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak, why is it that a suffik beitza is aser? After all, generally speaking, suffik drabban and lakula. So our question was, according to Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yitzchak, that the whole issue of the beitza is some sort of gzeira of fruits falling off a tree, or a gzeira of mashkin shazavu, of liquids seeping out of fruits. All of those things are only gzeiros, so when you have a suffik, that should be suffik Rabban Lakula. So the Gemara had said that the din of the Brisa is talking about a beitza that's a suffik nolda mitarnagolas trefa, which is in fact a suffik d'oraisa. But now we're going to go back to that kasha and give another answer on that kasha. Ravash yomer liolam suffik yomtov suffik chol. Really, it's talking about a suffik whether the beitza was nolad on yontif or if it was nolad on a weekday. And that's a suffik midrabanan, according to these opinions. But havidavar sheyesh lamatirin. V'kol davar sheyesh lamatirin, afilu b'drabanan lo batil. One of the unique halachos of davar sheyesh lamatirin, of something that will one day become mutter, is that we don't apply safik drabanan lekula to a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Just like we said, we don't apply bitul to a davar sheyesh lamatirin, afilu be'elef lo batil, it's not going to be batil even in 1,000, we also don't apply the rule of safik drabanan lekula to a davar sheyesh lamatirin. Why would we rely on a kula if you could just wait it out and eventually it's going to become mutter? Tanya, we have a brisa, acherim omri mishom Reb Lazar, beitza te'achel hi v'ima. A beitza that's nolad on Yom Tov could be eaten, and so can the chicken that laid the eggs. Gemara says, me'askinan. Well, what kind of chicken are we talking about? Ilem tarnagolas hamedes l'achila pshita di hi v'ima sharia. If it's a tarnagolas that was designated to be eaten, so of course you're allowed to eat the mother and you're allowed to eat the egg. El tarnagolas hamedes l'achila beitza. No, it must be that we're talking about the kind of tarnagolas that was designated to lay eggs. Hivi ima asura, but if that's the case, then it and its mother should be asur. So what's the Tosefta the Brisa talking about when it says in Reb Lazar that hivi ima can be eaten? It's either obvious or it's wrong. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, te'achel agav ima. What you have to say, the Brisa is trying to tell us, is that if the mother could be eaten, then the beitz is also mutter. And if the mother cannot be eaten, then the beitz is asur. Meaning, if you want to know whether you're allowed to eat that egg, all you got to do is look at the mother. Hey chidami, and what's the example? Sometimes, what's the example where sometimes it's going to be mutter, sometimes it's going to be asur? Amar Abaye, kigon shalakocha stam. If you bought it without any specific intent, you didn't buy it for achila, you didn't buy it for gidul beitzim, you just bought a chicken, you weren't thinking about what you're going to do with it. You saw a good deal on a chicken. So nishchata, if that tarnagolas gets shechted on yantif, then huvra de la achila medes. Then you using Breira, we retroactively now are able to clarify that it was always designated for Achila, and therefore you're going to be allowed to eat it, and you're going to be allowed to eat the egg. But lo nishchata, if you don't end up shechting the mother, huvra del gadol beitzim omedes, then it becomes huvra, it becomes clarified retroactively that your intention was to be megadol beitzim, and therefore it's going to be muktza. The egg itself is going to be a problem. Rav Mari says, now the din of the braisa is talking about a tarnagolas that's designated for eating. And Rav Blazer's arguing on Beis Hillel, who asks a beitza shenola don yantif, and he doesn't have to mention the tarnagolas, guzma katani. He only mentions the tarnagolas as a way of speaking in emphatic language in order to strengthen what he's saying, so he adds the tarnagolas as well. So he just says, yeah, everything could be eaten. Meaning Beis Hillel would say, no, you can't eat the egg. He'd say, yeah, it could all be eaten. The egg, the mother, everything. We find in another braisa that Achirim say in the name of Reb Lezer that the beitza could be eaten, and its mother, and the afroach, and the klipa. So, my klipaso, what does klipaso mean? Ilem a klipa mamish, it means literally to be matir, the shell, to eat the shell. Klipa basachilahi, who eats a shell? El afroach biklipaso. It means to be matir, the afroach that is still in its shell, before it left its shell. So ad kan lo pligi rabban aleid Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, ele hechad yatzal avir olam. So the whole machlokas is only if it's already come out to the avir olam. El hechad yatzal avir olam. But if it hasn't come out to the air, it's still in its shell. Lo pligi. Everyone would agree that the afroach is aser. So we must be talking about an afroach that's already left its klipa. So what's the klipa that we're talking about? Ela afroach v'klipaso guzma. So what you have to say is, when he used the expression klipaso, he didn't really mean klipa. It was just a guzma. It was just an emphatic expression. So achinami techal hivi ima guzma. So over here also, when he says he could eat it and its mother, really it's just a guzma. It's not. It's an emphatic expression, but it doesn't really mean anything. So because by the klipa it has to be just a guzma, since a klipa itself is not edible, and if you're talking about the chick in the klipa when it's still in the shell, no one holds you're actually allowed to eat it. So that case was obviously a guzma. So we see that dibru chachamim b'lashon guzma, that sometimes the chachamim speak in exaggerated tones as a way of getting a point across. Itmar. So we have the following statement: Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Let's say you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, one right after the other. It doesn't make a difference which one comes first, whether it's Yom Tov that falls out on Friday or Yom Tov that falls out on a Sunday. Rav Amar, no debazah, asura bazah. That an egg that's laid on one of those days is asura on the other one. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no debazah, mutaris bazah. An egg laid on one of those days is mutar on the other one. Neima kasav Rav Kedusha Achasi. So it must be that Rav holds that the 2 days are considered one elongated Kedusha. It's one long day of Kedusha, and therefore it's going to be Aser on both days. So, frankly, Gemara, but does Rav really hold that way? V'am Rav, didn't Rav say, Mesech Zerivin, Halacha Karba Zekenim, V'alibid Rabbi Eliezer? We paskin like the four Zekenim that are mentioned over there, Mesech Zerivin, that hold like Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah, in Erivin and Aflam Ches, the Amar, who says, Rabbi Eliezer is one that said, when it comes to Yom Tov that's right near a Shabbos, that a person can make two separate Eruvs, and say that the first of the days, the Eruv, his Eruv Tchumen, should be toward the east of the city. And on the second of the days, he wants the Eruv that he's making toward the west of the city to kick in. Because Shtei Kedushos Hain, because they're considered two totally independent days, two separate Kedushos, so one day is not bound by the Eruv Tchumen of the other day. No, what you have to say is Rav for sure holds Shtei Kedushos. What Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing about over here is the din of Rabbah that we learned in Daf Beis, that Shabbos cannot prepare for Yom Tov, and Yom Tov cannot prepare for Shabbos, because Shudas Shabbos has to be prepared on a weekday. Rav Islay Hachana Deraba. Rav holds of that issue of Hachana Deraba, and therefore he asks the Beitza that was Nolad on one of these days of Kodesh to be eaten even on the other day, because it cannot have been prepared on a day of Kodesh for another day of Kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this whole concept of Hachana Deraba. Now, says the Gemara, Kitanoi, it seems that this machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan is really a machlokas Tanoim, because we have a brisa that says as follows, Nolda b'Shabbos, Teachal b'Yom Tov, that if an egg was laid on Shabbos, it could be eaten on Yom Tov. B'Yom Tov, Teachal b'Shabbos. If it was laid on Yom Tov, it could be eaten on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yudom, Rabbi Shimon Blazer, Adayin hi machlokas. Now, that's a machlokas from our Mishnah, Shabbashame Yomrim Teachal, and it's only Beshame that says you're allowed to eat it, but Beisilam lo Teachal Beisil, who we would normally always paskin like, says you're not allowed to eat it. So doesn't this turn out, therefore, that Rav follows the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to eat it, and Rabbi Yochanan follows the shita of the Tanakama? So says the Gemara, it seems that it's Ketanai, that in fact is a Machlokas Tanaim. So the Gemara now brings a story. Ush bizichnei de Rav Adabar Ava, the host who was hosting Rav Adabar Ava, havla hanuch beitzim mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. He had eggs that were laid on Yom Tov, and Shabbos came right after Yom Tov. Yom Tov was Friday, the eggs were laid on Yantif, and comes Shabbos. Also l'kamei, so the host came to Rav Adabar Ava, amrlei ma'alat v'inyu, amai allowed to roast these eggs now on Yantif v'nichlinu l'machar, and I will eat them tomorrow on Shabbos. The eggs were laid on Friday, which was Yantif. You wanted to roast the eggs on Yantif, you're allowed to cook on Yantif in order to prepare them for Shabbos. It was pasha to him that he's going to be allowed to eat them the next day. His suffix was, can he move them now to prepare them for Yom Tov, on Yom Tov for Shabbos, or is it usher to be metalto them on Yom Tov, and therefore he's not allowed to roast them? Amar Lei, so Rav Ada said, "My day teich, you think it's so obvious that tomorrow it's going to be mutter to eat them? Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Rabbi Yochanan, because you assume that we have machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, that a beitza that's nolad on one day of kedusha is mutter on the other." Afilu Rabbi Yochanan lo kashari ella legoma lemachar, aval biyomei lo. Even Rabbi Yochanan only allows swallowing the egg, a raw egg, tomorrow on Shabbos, but on the day that it's Yantif itself, he was not matir to move it at all, and therefore you're not able to roast it. Va'atanya, and we have a brice that proves this. Achas beitza shenolda b'Shabbos, v'achas beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov, ein metaltenosa lo lechasus basakli lo lismach b'kirei emita. It's muksa. So what he told him is, I understand what you're asking is you think that it's going to be mutter to have tomorrow since we passed on like Rabbi Yochanan, that you don't have to worry that an egg that's laid on one day of kedusha is going to be usher on the next day of kedusha. True, but you're not allowed to roast it right now. If it was laid today on Yantif, you're not allowed to be metaltel it at all in order to roast it. Another story, Ushpazichne de Rav Papa, the host of Rav Papa, Vamilo Hu Gavran, some say it was by a regular guy, not a host of Rav Papa, Dasal Kamed Rav Papa, who came to Rav Papa, Havale Hanach Beitzim Shabbos Yom Tov. Again, he had these eggs that were nolad on Shabbos, and this time Yom Tov was going to fall out on a Sunday. Asal Kamed, so he came to Rav Papa, Amalei Ma'ala Mechlin Elamachar, am I allowed to eat these tomorrow? Meaning, do we paskin like Rav, that I'm not allowed to, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that I am? Amalei Zili, no, he said, you know, leave me right now. V'salamachar, come back tomorrow. I'll give you a psak halacha tomorrow. He didn't want a paskin because he didn't want to give a psak halacha after he had already eaten Suda Shabbos and he had already drunk wine, because you're not allowed to paskin when you drink wine. The Rav Lamoki Amori Lave, Rav would not allow a Meturgaman to darshan by him in front of the Kihila all of his Piskei Halacha Miyom Tov L'Chavre after Sudas Yantif until the next day. Mishum Shichrus, because he was worried that the wine is going to make his mind unclear and he's not going to be able to paskin clearly. That's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says that, I think in Erevin, that Shosu Yayin is Al Yara, that you're not allowed to paskin if you drank a revius of wine. Kiyas L'machar, when the guy came back the next day to ask the Shaila, Amrlei Iku Hashli, he says, if I would have paskin for you yesterday, Ishtalai V'Amrilach, I would have forgotten, I would have accidentally paskined that it's mutter like Rabbi Yochanan, that which is Nol Bazeh is mutter Lazeh, because Rav Rabbi Yochanan, Lach Rabbi Yochanan, generally speaking, that's the rule when Rav argues in Rabbi Yochanan, paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. but that would have been wrong, because ha amar Rava hilchsa kavased Rav b'hanitlas. Because Rava says there are three instances where we paskin like Rav. By Shabbos and Yom Tov nodel b'zeh asura b'zeh. By Shnei Yom Tov shel Golios that nodel b'zeh is muteres b'zeh. And by 2 days of Rosh Hashanah nodel b'zeh is asura b'zeh. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. And we paskin that way, whether it's l'kula or whether it's l'chumra. Let's just go a little bit further. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, actually, we'll stop there. We'll go a little bit further. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Eitzim Shanashru Min Hadekel B'Shabbos, Asla Sikon B'Yom Tov. Wood that came off of a dekel tree on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it as firewood on Yom Tov. Va'al Tishiveni Beitza, and don't ask on me that, wait a second, but I was Matir Beitza, that's not allowed on Shabbos to be eaten on Yom Tov. No, because the wood that comes off a dekel tree is more chamur. My time, A beitza, even on the Shabbos that it's nolad on, you could swallow it raw the way it is. The chum weren't matrit till the next day, which is Yom Tov. So since it became asur legoma on the day, you're not allowed to swallow it on the day that it was nolad, made the idea that bas yom asura. Everyone knows that a beitza that's nolad on Yom Tov is asur that day. But eitzim, when it comes to firewood that comes off of a tree, till chazal yomayhu, where you're not allowed to burn them anyway, because it's Shabbos on the day that they fell off of the tree, Yishar lu l'machir, if you're going to say that you're allowed to use this firewood tomorrow on Yantif, people are going to think that when firewood falls off a tree on Yantif, you're even allowed to use it on that day that it fell off the tree. And the only reason we didn't allow it to be used on the day that it actually fell off the tree in this case was because it actually came off on Shabbos. So even though Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Achana de Rabbah, he still is going to ask for wood that comes off of a dekel tree on Shabbos to use on Yantif, on the Yantif that follows, on the Sunday, when Yantif falls out on Sunday. Why? Because if he's makil about that, he's afraid that people are going to be makil about wood that falls off a tree on the day of Yom Tov that it falls off a tree itself. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with more about wood that falls off of a tree.